Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, and this week we are talking about how you can use your period as your superpower. Yes, you might be thinking, you what? Because yeah, periods are a pain in the ass. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing with you my own journey and experience with that, how I went from hating my periods to actually being really excited to get my period back after having a baby, and how what are some of the basic things that you can do to really utilize the power of your period. I know, kind of exciting, slightly controversial, but awesome. But before we dive on in, one main thing. I am running my Beat the Bloat challenge again. So if you ever struggle with bloating, whether like horrendously bad, you've got awful IBS, or just occasional bloating, then I am running a 5-day challenge in September called Beat the Bloat Challenge. And you can find out more about that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/bloat. Or just go to my, if you just go to my website, supernaturallyhealthy.org or supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk, you'll see a pop-up and it'll be in the menu and you can join the Beat the Bloat Challenge there. So it's going to be 5 days to helping you get your energy back and beat the bloat, basically. I'm going to be sharing with you my 5-part plan of action that I use with clients to help you to sort out your tummy and feel really good. So if you're ready for that, if you're ready to hit the reset button, if you want to know how to support your gut health, how to really improve your digestion, how to ditch the bloating so you can feel good in your clothes and get on with living the rest of your life, join me in the Beat the Bloat Challenge. Again, head to supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk. You can find all the links there to sign up for the challenge. And I'd love to see you in there. And if you've done the challenge before, you are welcome to do it again. Okay, let's get on with the show. Welcome to today's episode. And we are talking about maybe one of my most favorite, but I have so many favorite topics. This is probably in the top 10 though. And this is about cyclical living and using your periods and your hormones as your superpower. So saying goodbye to the, oh, my period, or, oh, I hate my hormones, and my hormones make me feel so tired and sick, and that whole approach that we often get taught from little girls. We get told that our periods are often bad things, something to be endured, something to kind of maybe try and get rid of with things like the pill or other kind of interventions, and that it's actually just a real curse to have this kind of bleeding part of our life. It's a curse to be menstruating. And I've chatted to lots of women are like, oh no, I haven't had a period for years, naturally, maybe because of PCOS, other things going on, and they are super happy about that. But I want the script to change, because your periods can be your superpower. And if you're no longer menstruating, if you are perimenopausal, postmenopausal listening to this, this can still be the case for you. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in this episode too. So I'll explain a little bit about my journey with this. So the reason I want to record this now is I recently had my first period back after having my baby. So I've not had a period for a long time, like 19 months, 20 months, something like that. And so I recently had my first period back, which was very exciting. It was very exciting because I was either like, I'm either getting my period back or I'm pregnant, because I felt quite sick. And thankfully, praise the Lord, I got my period back and I was not pregnant. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I was super excited. I'm so excited to be like charting again. And last week I was ovulating and I was like, oh, I've missed this feeling so much. Because when you're breastfeeding and pregnant, just your where you are hormonally is just a little bit different. But I want to talk about how this shift in me, because honestly, this has not always been the case. I used to feel like my periods were a pain in the ass. They were a bit of a curse. They used to make me feel really sick. They were heavy, sore, all the things. My cycle wasn't regular. I've had a lot of different kind of just probably minor issues, to be fair, nothing serious, or, you know, I've never needed to go and see a gynecologist or anything like that around my periods, or an endocrinologist or anything like that. But I have always had, in my early 20s, my periods were kind of all over the place, not very regular. I might not have one for a couple of months, then I would have like two close together. They would be really sore, quite heavy, no regularity in my cycle. But I thought that was normal at the time, so I was like, eh, whatever. I went on the pill because my period was all over the place. So I did go and see the doctor and they were like, go on the pill. I was also traveling to India and I didn't want to have my period in India, and then, which was a disaster. Me on the contraceptive pill is not good. I know some people can feel great on the pill. It doesn't affect their sex drive, doesn't affect their gut health, doesn't affect their weight. For me, it was not good, and I could have probably played around and tried different types, but I just wasn't that down with the idea even then of stopping my cycle. I thought that was a bit weird that I would have that, and I was not in the position where I was going to be getting pregnant anytime soon. So my relationship with the pill was relatively short-lived. Came back from India and then was like, nah. And also I got super depressed when I took it. I was already depressed in a period of depression in my life that spanned about 2 years, but I got really, things got a whole lot darker when I started taking it. So no, it wasn't for me. And then as I kind of journeyed through into my 20s, and as I kind of just went with my health journey, I started just to connect a little bit more with my periods. I think one of the first things I started to do was just to track it, because I realized it wasn't very regular. It was a little bit all over the place. So I started just to track it, and it started to get more regular. I think as I started to eat better, sort out my gut health, and do all the journey with my digestion, also with my stress levels and nervous system, as I started to calm that down so I wasn't freaking out every day about going to the toilet and being stuck on the loo and if I'm going to poop myself and all of that stuff, which was the story of my life. I'll take anyway. I just honestly, side note, I have an internal soundtrack for my life. I realized this on a recent family holiday. It was me, all my siblings and their partners and my parents and all of the eight nieces and nephews, including my little one, Merlin, and all of my siblings. We all randomly burst out into song at all times based on, like, you know, someone will say like, oh, what did we do yesterday? And then it'd be, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Honestly, and I realized, wow, I'm not the only one that does this. This is a weird family thing. So it's a good job. I probably have a home office so that no one else is impacted by my singing. Anyway, complete digression. Periods. They became more regular, but they were still super sore. I remember once getting my period at a wedding and I had to go into the baby feeding room and just lie down for half an hour while the painkillers, I had to wait for the painkillers to kick in because I was feeling rough, like thought I might pass out type. And all of a sudden, because I was like, okay, weddingy wedding. And then all of a sudden got my period and I was like, holy crap. Totally not fun. So I would always have to take quite a lot of painkillers, nothing prescribed from the doctor. I'd take ibuprofen and paracetamol every 3 hours, 4 hours for about 48 hours. So I would do that. But as I kind of went along this health journey, I just started to feel like, I don't feel like my periods, you know, I believe in God and I'm like, I don't think God and I don't think she made us, our periods to be horrendous. And you know, the whole point of our periods is that we can bear children and make new life. And that's actually this totally awesome thing. And I just started to be like, I'm not convinced that God would think, oh, let's make all these women really suffer every month so that they feel sick and have to take loads of drugs. No, so I didn't believe that it was right. But also as I learned more about the gut and then the connection with our gut to our hormones and just about various different hormonal problems. And then when I retrained and started my work as a holistic health coach, and then when I went back to uni to do my postgraduate, that meant I've now kind of transitioned my name into a holistic nutritionist just because that's more reflective of my training now. I've realized, whoa, holy crap. Our periods can be our superpower, but there is lots of things that can go wrong. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Kezia, yeah, I get it. Your periods can be a superpower. But if you are one of those people that is like flooding every time you are bleeding, if you are in agony with every period, if you have endometriosis, if you have PCOS and you haven't had a period for a year, I totally get it. There are so many things that can go awry with our periods. But I want you to know that there is things you can do about them. There's obviously medical things you can do, medication you can do. You can go and see endocrinologists, you can go and do various things, but there's also loads that you can do with the food that you eat and certain lifestyle choices that you make and supplements that you take. I've worked with clients. I had one client that came to me, had a lot of gut health issues, and so ended up just restricting a lot of food, losing too much weight, lost all her periods, and she didn't have a good cycle even before then. So she'd not had a period for a couple of years. She knew she needed to gain a little bit of weight, but didn't really know what to eat because she couldn't really digest anything. So it's a bit of a catch 22. I've seen this with a couple of clients. It's catch 22. They know they need to gain weight, but they're almost scared to eat because food makes them feel so crap. And then often if you lose too much weight, your period will disappear. And this client wasn't dangerously skinny at all, but if your body isn't at its healthy weight, chances are that you'll lose your period. So, and that's a really simple thing. If you haven't had a period and you're on the slim side, you might not be underweight, but you are on the skinnier side. It might be actually that you need to intentionally try gaining weight in order to get your period back. I was chatting about this with a friend recently, again, who's naturally just really athletic, quite an athletic, petite build, hasn't had a period back since coming off the pill. And she went to go and see a doctor about it. And the doctor basically gave her the same advice of like, maybe stop running and sit and eat some cake. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend eating normal cake, but sometimes if you need to get your period back, it's intentionally about gaining weight and de-stressing the body for some people. But there's loads of things that can go wrong. So I don't want you to feel frustrated. If you are in pain because of your period, I see you. That's not fun. You don't need to feel bad if you're not like, oh, my periods aren't my superpower. I hate them. I get that. Because if your periods should be noticeable, but not painful, and they shouldn't disrupt your life massively. There is some natural disruption, and I think that's part of the beauty of your periods, but you shouldn't be like having to take crazy ass painkillers for like 4 days straight. That is actually a sign of imbalance. That's a sign of your body struggling. That's the sign of something going on with your hormones. That's an invitation. That's a symptom, which are often invitations to us of the body going, hey, I'm really struggling here. I need your help. So no, whether it's PCOS, endometriosis, unexplained kind of period loss, pain in your periods, heavy flow, feeling sick for a long time, becoming a crazy person a week before your period, really, really sore breasts. I had a client once whose breasts were honestly like agony for like 3 weeks out of her cycle, which just impacts a lot of life. And it's not like you can say to people, hey, sorry, don't hug me, my boobs are really sore. You're like, you know, you might say that to your close people, but if someone just comes and hugs you in the street, then you're going to be just like in pain. You can't run, you can't walk particularly fast. And this makes me really come back to this idea that women often tolerate so much crap when it comes to so many things in their body. And their periods is just another example of that. It's like, oh, well, you know, the first 2 days of my period, it's so heavy. I just flood through everything and I have to go to the toilet every half an hour to change all my sanitary products around. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I would argue no. If there's a lot of heaviness, then there could be estrogen dominance going on. It sounds like you might need to support your liver. There might be some other things at play that you need to get checked out with a doctor. There's some nutritional things you can do, lifestyle things, supplemental things to bring that under control. Because your period is, I believe, is meant to be your superpower, but often it isn't. But what I'm going to do is, and in this podcast and in various podcasts that I'll do in the future, I'm going to be looking at specific things like endometriosis. And I've already done an episode on PCOS, which I'll link to in the show notes. But no, if you are really struggling with your period, then why not come to my website and book a chat to chat with me about it? And why not get that one-to-one support? I work with lots of women either around no period or around really heavy periods, or around painful periods. I've got a client at the moment who is just suddenly, her period's been relatively fine for years, and then suddenly it's just become awful, more from an emotional standpoint. Those like 10 days before her period, all of a sudden is horrendous, like just, you know, totally shifted and feels awful. So if you are looking, if you've been trying to sort this out on your own, then it might be time to get someone to work with you one-on-one on a private level. And I would love to work, I'd love to chat with you to see if that is suitable for you. I know it's not suitable for everyone because of finances and time, or maybe it just doesn't bother you enough. And that's fine. It's not the right time for you. But if you're listening to this and you're like, I would love my periods to not be awful. I'd love to not be in pain. I'd love to not be taking this medication. I'd love to maybe have a baby one day and I'm not sure I'm even ovulating. Then get in touch. Anyway, so how do we make our periods our superpower? Well, let's first really quickly talk about what our periods are, because there is a lot of lack of information around this. And I'm not always sure a lot of women actually know what's happening when they are menstruating. So basically what happens is you have this period of time, and I'm just going to go with the averaged 28 days. It's totally fine if your period is not 28 days. Mine has never been 28 days, but we'll just go for argument's sake because it's a nice even number for dividing as well. So within this period of time is your whole cycle. You go through a whole cycle of peaks and troughs of hormones within this 28 days. And the whole point of that is you, during that time, you are maturing an egg that is within your ovaries. That's kind of your, at the side, those are your glands that keep these eggs, but they do need to be matured before they're released. Like all your eggs aren't just like ready to go, you know, ready. It's like they're not just all ready necessarily for sperm to go in. And so that can be a problem sometimes with conception, is people maybe aren't able to do a good maturation of their eggs. So anyway, so you have that part, you mature in the egg. Then when the egg's ready, you have your like follicles, so which is why you might have your follicular stimulating hormone, FSH, and that will take that now mature egg, kind of grab it, bring it into your fallopian tube, and that would be, and so, and then it moves down your, into, down the fallopian tube, and it's kind of getting ready for a sperm to come. Also, during that time in your actual uterus lining, your body is preparing basically for a baby. So it's adding a nice, fresh, thick, bloody layer within your uterus so that if you do get that sperm meeting with that egg, it has this nice, cushioned, lovely, juicy, nutrient-dense home to embed into in order to start growing a baby. And again, that can cause problems. So there might be spotting. So you've got part of that lining coming away before your period, and that's often problematic. It might be that you're not creating a nice, thick uterus lining, blood kind of lining there. It's not that good quality. And so even if you were to conceive, that egg is not able to really embed into your uterus. And as it's a really complicated process, so there's lots of different things that can go wrong, but that is what is happening in your cycle. And then if you are not pregnant, so sperm doesn't meet the egg, it doesn't get embedded into your uterine lining, then what it does is the body goes, oh, no baby this month. Okay, probably feels, I always imagine the body feels a little bit sad, because on a primal biological level, women are just like, let's make babies. It doesn't matter. You might not ever want to have a child, but cellularly, that is what your body is doing. And so then what you do is you shed this uterine lining, and that is the bleeding part. That's the start of the cycle. So your cycle starts when you're bleeding. So your cycle starts when you shed that uterine lining, when the body goes, okay, no baby, but it's ever optimistic and thinks, okay, well, we'll try again next month. And then once you finish bleeding, then you're maturing the eggs get released in the fallopian tubes, it travels down, it's kind of waiting and hoping, and it's like drawing any potential sperm to itself. Then if it doesn't meet a sperm, that egg and the uterine lining get shed through a change in hormones. You will start to shed that bloody lining, and that is your period. So that's a really basic idea of what it is. You also have, and all of those different phases are kind of called four different phases. Now, not everyone is, I'm not aware that like your GP would necessarily put things into four phases, but from a holistic perspective and from how I track my cycle and become aware of my cycle, is I talk about these four phases. So let's start at kind of the beginning of your cycle. So you have your menstrual phase. This is the bleeding part of your cycle. This is when what people would say, I'm on my period, but really it's the bleeding part of your cycle. And you are shedding that uterine lining. Then you'd have your follicular phase. So this is that where you're maturing the egg. The egg is kind of getting, you've got these follicles that are like clawing away at these mature eggs to bring them into the fallopian tubes. So that would be your follicular phase. And actually, let's talk about the hormones. So when you're in your menstrual phase, all your hormones do a bit of a drop. They all drop often just before your period in order to shed that uterine lining. But that's often why people can feel super tired, bit depleted on their first day of their period, no matter how healthy, quote unquote, their periods are. And then this follicular phase, that's when your hormone levels kind of slowly begin to increase. You've got your follicle stimulating hormone, which helps the eggs mature in the ovaries. Your brain, you start to feel slightly less tired. You start to get your energy slowly rises. So if you think about it from an energetic perspective, your menstrual phase is like a low energy time. That's often when people might think of as like winter, which is quite helpful thinking about it in seasons. So your menstrual phase, the bleeding part, is like winter. You just sort of maybe want to stay inside, be cozy, drink hot chocolate, wrap up with a blanket, watch a nice film. Energetically, that's where you're at because your hormones have kind of dipped. You're not feeling, they're at their kind of lowest concentration and you're just not, you know, you're ready for a little bit of chilling. And then you have your follicular phase, and that is when your egg is going through this process of maturing. You're starting, it's kind of like, that's more like spring. You're starting to get a little bit more energy. You might want to exercise. You're feeling a little bit more yourself. And then you have ovulation. Ovulation is like summertime. And I follow Claire Baker on, and she was on this podcast actually ages ago when me and Laura did it together. And she talks about adore your cycle in terms of these different seasons. So I've gotten a lot of this information from her, so I'll link to her in the show notes. And so ovulation phase is like summer. It's like, hello world, your energy is good. You're feeling sexy because your body's like, bring on the sperm. Your libido's at its peak. You are feeling more sociable potentially. You want to hang out with people. Your energy is probably at its highest. This is the time when you might be like, spontaneously go, oh, I think I want to go for a run. Or you just feel like sociable and buzzing in the best possible sense. That's your ovulation phase. That's when your mature egg is ready, it's in the body, it's kind of ready, like waiting for sperm. And then you have your luteal phase. So this would be like your autumn. So this is before you go into the bleeding part of your cycle. This is probably where women feel like they have the most, well, can feel like they have the most symptoms. So your energy starts to wane. Your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone reach their peak during this time, but then they start to fall. So the start of this luteal phase after ovulation, your energy is probably still feeling good. You're still feeling juicy and nice. And then as this goes on, and this is normally around like 10, 14-ish days, if we're thinking about a 28-day cycle. So, but by that kind of week before your period, those hormones will start to drop. Estrogen drops, progesterone drops, and that's in order to trigger off that uterine lining to you know, the actual blood to come out. And this is when the sore boobs can happen, moodiness, anxiety, sadness, feeling like you're all alone, feeling like everything is grim. So you have those four phases. Now, also, so you've got Claire Baker is a great resource. I also use the MyFlow app, which I recommend to all my clients, and it's a great educational tool. So if you're like, huh, Kezia, what are you on about? Download the MyFlow app. It's something like £1.50. It's a way to tracking your cycle, but also educating you about cyclical living. It's so helpful, so cheap. I've used it. It's really, really helped me with it. But in terms of your cycle, thinking about them like seasons. So bleeding, when you're bleeding, that's like winter. So it's okay. Give yourself permission to be like all cozy, chilled, to not try and do a million things. Then you have your luteal phase. That's like spring. You're starting to get a bit more energy. You're starting to feel good. Then you have ovulation, summer. That is like your time to make a baby if that's what you want to do, or your time to make sure you're using protection if you don't. And that's when your energy is good, your libido's highest, when you might want to be sociable, go out, have drinks, all of that sort of good stuff. And then you have your luteal phase, and that's kind of you getting a little bit more into autumn. So that again, using that MyFlow app can really help you to lean into that a little bit more. But and when you really dig into this, so the first thing you want to do is track your cycle. That would be the first action you want to do. And then just take note of each of these phases. How do you feel in each of these phases? So for example, last week, I was in my ovulatory phase because I just was on it. I had lots more energy. I wanted to do exercise. I wanted to see people. And actually, I felt a little bit sad because I hadn't planned to see a lot of people because I didn't know when my period was going to get back, blah, blah, blah. But historically, because my periods are relatively regular, I knew when I was ovulating, so I'd always make sure I would be more sociable that week, plan to see people in the evenings, have phone calls with friends, all of that sort of stuff. Otherwise, I could feel a little bit sad, which to be honest, I did last week because I was like ready to be the social butterfly and hadn't made that happen. So you can actually start to really plan and use your cycle to really help you with the rest of your life. Now, again, the MyFlow app goes into it in more detail. So these hormonal fluctuations also impact your brain as well. So they are at different phases. You're maybe going to have different levels of productivity. So for example, in that follicular phase, so when you're finished with the bleeding part of your cycle, but you're not quite in the middle, you're not quite ovulating yet, then apparently that's a good time for creativity, for brainstorming, for starting a new project. And then there's times, I think when you're, I think it's the bleeding part of your cycle, where that's really you want to focus on data, analyzing, detail. You know, for me, if I was running a business, when I was at the bleeding part of my cycle, that might be a really good way to go through time to go through my accounts. I maybe don't want to go through my accounts when I'm ovulating because in terms of my mental focus and how your hormones are setting your mind up is not maybe going to make me going to be best inclined for finances. So for example, when you're ovulating and you've got those really big peaks of estrogen, that is going to affect your brain chemistry, which affects your productivity, your focus, your ability to think. So at ovulating, it's all about communication. So when I'm ovulating, I maybe really want to be recording lots of podcasts. Last week I was ovulating and I had loads of clients last week, which is the perfect thing in terms of my productivity to be doing during that time. It might be a time to have meetings, write blogs, write things to, you know, there's all these different phases. So what you can do is when you get to know, the first thing you want to do is track your cycle. Then you want to learn when are you in these different phases. There is rough timelines, like roughly you ovulate 14 days after you've started your bleeding. But for years, my cycle used to be 21 days. So I had to find my own version of that. So you've got to track your cycle, then figure out these different phases. And that's where the MyFlow app helps. Or you've got Claire Baker's Adore Your Cycle. She has a tracking sheet, I think. And then once you knew that, once you know, oh, okay, I'm in a follicular phase, I'm in ovulation, I'm in sociable, then you can start to just track how you feel. So how, and because this isn't the same for everyone, you might not actually feel that sociable around ovulation, and that's okay. You might feel sociable at another time. I read a lot of things that always says when you've started your period, people are always like, you're tired, so don't do exercise, basically, for the first couple of days of your period. I actually often feel better if I do some sort of exercise when I've started my period. Now, that's because my periods now aren't awful. I'm not feeling super sick. They're not insanely heavy anymore, anything like that. But I will often deliberately do exercise within the first few days of the bleeding part of my cycle because I just feel better doing that. So this is all about getting to know your body. To summarize this podcast up, it would be take the time to track your cycle and get to know your body so that energetically you can set yourself up for success. Because the biggest problem is that we live in a culture that's very linear. So if you imagine a graph and you just see this line steadily going up, and we think that's our lives. We have this expectation that we should feel the same every day, have the same energy every day, the same productivity every day, be able to do the same tasks equally efficiently every day. And if maybe we were men, if we had a male genetic composition in our bodies and a male hormonal cycle, which is replicates every 24 hours, then maybe we would be able to have that sameness. But the reality is we have a 28 or 36 or 21 or however long your cycle is, day cycle with a huge hormonal shifts going on. So it is unrealistic for you to expect yourself to have exactly the same energy every day. It's odd. and it's not possible. No amount of supplements is suddenly going to make you have tons more energy or the same energy every day. And that is part of the joy and the privilege of being a woman, is that we have certain times in our cycle where we can really kick ass at certain things. There's certain times in your cycle that's a really great time to do weight training because your body builds more muscle. There's other times in your cycle where basically it's a bit of a waste of time to bother lifting weights because you're not hormonally set up to build muscle well. So you may as well kind of focus on like going for a walk or doing some gentle yoga. It's really about setting yourself up for success instead of beating yourself up all the time because you feel tired, because you need more sleep, because you maybe don't want to exercise, or because you're craving chocolate. Actually giving yourself permission, when you track your cycle, when you use your period as your superpower, you say, it's okay to be me. It's okay to be a woman. It's okay for my tiredness, for my energy to fluctuate. Now, again, if your energy is doing massive fluctuations, there's probably an imbalance there that you need to address and bring about a bit more balance and peace to, because you're not meant to be like on the floor knackered. But it's okay for there to be a cyclical nature to your life and to how your brain works. And what I've been able to do is I've learned first track my cycle, then learn about these different phases and what the biochemistry of my body is going on, is then learn, okay, what's happening in my brain then? What's happening in my body? When's a good time to exercise? So last week, I ran for 3 times last week because I knew it was ovulation. I knew it was a great time to exercise. Next week, I might just run once because it's probably just before my period, although I have literally only had 1 period since having a baby, so who knows? I might need to do some work on my period, but I'm hoping not. We'll see. But the whole point of this is, instead of beating yourself up and trying to pretend you don't have a period and trying to pretend that you don't maybe feel tired on the first day of your bleeding, is actually to give yourself permission and to set yourself up for success and to use these things, to utilize the power of your period so that you can be like, oh, right, I am ovulating. I'm going to go and hang out with friends and see all my best friends this week. And then I'm not going to feel bad at the luteal part of my phase where I'm just sitting and watching Netflix because I've caught up with all my friends. It's felt really good. And then I'll see them in a couple of weeks. Or I often do this. I put things in my diary. So I know for me, probably about a week, historically about a week to 5 days before I'd start bleeding, I would just feel really low. I'd feel really lonely. I feel like I have no friends in the world. I feel like everyone else is hanging out but me. I feel left out. I feel just sad at the state of the world that I live in. But because I've tracked my cycle, I know the phase that I'm in. What I used to do previous to having a baby, I would put in my diary just like a little symbol that indicates to me, by the way, Kezia, here's a reminder, you might feel really low and lonely this week. And just by putting that reminder in, I can go, oh, yes, okay. My expectation is I might feel really low this week, and that's okay. It's just part of my hormonal shifts. It's just, I don't need to take it that seriously. It's not necessarily fun, but it's not serious. It's not true. It is biochemically true for that day, but it is being accentuated by my hormonal changes. And that has honestly saved me so much time. This is also great if you're looking to have kids in the future. The more you know your cycle, the easier it will be for you to get pregnant, for sure, 100%. I knew my cycle really well. I'd also done a lot of work on my cycle because, as I mentioned, my cycle was 21 days at one point. So I had to work really hard to lengthen that. So my luteal phase was longer. So I got it to about 26 days. I knew exactly when I was ovulating. I would always tend to ovulate a little bit earlier than, you know, the norm. And so that meant when we decided, okay, maybe we should have a baby, I was literally pregnant instantly. So there you go. Again, that everyone is different. But what if you don't have a period? If you don't have a period, you're postmenopausal, you maybe have PCOS and you haven't had a period for years, and maybe you're doing work on that, but right now you just don't have a period, then what you can do is follow the cycle of the moon. The moon has exactly the same phases. Obviously, you know, it's not about releasing eggs and things, but it has these 4 different phases. You have new moon, which is like our bleeding part. You have full moon, which is like ovulation, and you can just track the moon and use that in terms of managing your energetic cycles. And you can still use each of those cycles to help and to help you with your energy. And you use those different parts of the moon cycle to do different things. And it's really, really helpful. So for the last 18 months, as I've been pregnant and then breastfeeding, I have been tracking the moon and it's been awesome. So I've been doing that same kind of chilling out wintertime rituals of having a bath and looking after myself and going inward during that menstrual phase, the new moon when there's no moon in the sky. And then when it's full moon, that's when I'm doing my, you know, social, all of that kind of thing, chatting to friends. And that's how I've been really managing my energy since being pregnant, basically. A great book on that is called Lunar Abundance, and I will link to that in the show notes. So if you aren't having a period, maybe you're postmenopausal, really encourage you to track the moon cycle. If you have a health condition that means you don't have your period, I'd really encourage you to take some action on working on that and bringing your period back. But in the meantime, again, track the moon. It's really, really fun. It's really, really helpful. We are impacted by the moon. The moon really impacts all the water on the earth, hence the tides. We are mainly made of water. It does impact us. So that is another way that you can do it. Whew, wow. We did it. I knew there was a lot of information. I know there's a lot more detail I could go into in around this in terms of what to focus on, what's the best exercise to do when, what foods to eat at different phases. You can go really deep into this, but a lot of that is kind of covered either in Claire Baker's stuff or in the MyFlow app. So again, really encourage you. It's like a couple of pounds. Buy the MyFlow app. It's one of the best things that you can do in terms of tracking your cycle, but also educating yourself on it. And it's created by a functional kind of medicine doctor called Lisa Vitti. And so a lot of the stuff she says is a lot of stuff that I would say. I totally rate the advice, the nutritional advice she gives is totally on point. I'm not sure about other apps out there. I think sometimes they can be a bit not as helpful. But that, if you do want to go deeper, get that app. But to begin with, just track your cycle, track how you feel, track your energy, track what's going on. And if need be, get some help, because you shouldn't have to tolerate crappy, painful, heavy, agonizing periods. That is not, you know, God didn't make it for you to struggle like that. You know, she didn't make women to be, struggling. Yeah, our periods can be our superpower. And I would love for you to have that experience. I know what it's like for them to not be, and I much prefer this way around. So I hope that is helpful. If you have any questions about this, I know I've covered a lot of information about the four different parts and then what's happening and blah, 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 then you can head over to Instagram or Facebook and you can just message me there, leave me a comment, send me a direct message or a private message. I love hearing from you and I'd love to answer some more questions on this if you have them. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another episode. Lots of love. So I just want to hop on quickly. I mentioned in this episode about working with me one-on-one. So just a little bit of information. I have now reshuffled my schedule so I can take on a couple more clients. So if you're struggling with your hormones, then let's set up a call and have a chat a bit about it, because there's something so powerful about getting a private, tailored plan of action for you, for your body, so that you can get your energy back and bring some balance to your hormones. So if you have been struggling on your own, you've maybe read some books, read some blogs, tried different things, tried different supplements, tried different ways of eating, and despite all your amazing effort, haven't really felt like you've seen any results, then head over to supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk and click the Work With Me page and you can set up a call there. I'd love to chat to you a little bit more about your periods and see how I could help and if we would be a good fit together. And also, it's just so fun to chat to you guys. I love chatting to you in person. Well, on the phone, but in person. It's so nice. But anyway, if you do need help and you're ready to see that change, then let me know. Head over to the Work With Me page or to the link in my show notes. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.